When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know what time of year it is? It's March Madness time, and I have two words for you. Hoops Hangout. Starting Thursday, March 21st through Sunday, March 24th, and Saturday, April 6th, it's the College Basketball Tournament Watch Parties at Seneca Niagara.
Catch college basketball tournament action with your friends during March and April in your one-of-a-kind viewing area at Seneca Niagara. To reserve your spot, go to SenecaNiagaraCasino.com.
Nothing else comes close.
Time now for another edition of Side Notes, presented by Seneca Buffalo Creek Casino. Nothing else comes close. Rempe Reeves. Did it live up to the hype, and was it even necessary?
I think it lived up to the hype. I think Rempe is a big, big, strong kid. The new young kid on the block that's just trying to make a name for himself. And listen, I mean, all you guys did that. Ryan Reeves was in the same position a long, long time ago to trying to make a name for him so he could stay in the league and earn a living. And, you know, now it was cool to see basically the undisputed heavyweight champion of the league, Ryan Reeves, have that tilt against the young up and coming fighter. And he's not just a fighter, like he can skate really well for a big man. Like he's actually pretty impressive. So I can't wait to see what this kid's going to be like in 3-4 years from now when he strengthens and gets bigger, stronger and faster. I mean, he's going to be dangerous.
Yeah. He's going to have a lot of room on the ice. That's for sure.
Yep.
That's an intimidating stage though. Hockey Night in Canada, Saturday night. You know what I thought about when I thought about this fight, though? I thought about Probert Domi, part two. I don't know if you remember, there was so much hype about Detroit going into the Madison Square Garden, and the league got involved and said, you know, you're not to fight or something like that. And I think they had a meeting. I remember I saw this in the Bob Probert documentary. They had a meeting about it. And I just was wondering. I was wondering with the hype around it and the pressure, because we talked about it. We hyped it up. We wanted to see it. If the league would have got involved and said something. I mean, we'll never know that. But sometimes that happens, because is this the look that the NHL wanted? Does the NHL want this? I guess. Did they want that? Because that's your concussion lawsuit on full display right there, right? So in the quote-unquote hockey mecca, if you will, because that's what I think people title Toronto, and I felt bad for these guys. It's a lot of pressure to be on, a lot of eyes on them. I felt bad for Rempe more than I did Reeves, because Reeves is very familiar with this.
Who do you think wants this more? Do you think Reeves wants it more, or do you think Rempe wanted it more?
They weren't on against each other for a while. So I definitely don't think they wanted to make it look like.
It was a staged thing that's going to happen 2 minutes into the game, right? Like they didn't fight until, 6 minutes left into the third period?
Yeah.
And let me tell you something. I waited the whole game, and I watched that entire game waiting and watching for just that. And this comes down to, it's very simple. There wasn't one person in that building that was not standing on their feet. There was not one person in that building that did not love the energy, the entertainment, and the excitement of when those two men threw down. And at the end of it, it was an awesome tilt. No harm, no foul. And Ryan Reeves, I think, you could tell on his face. You could go back and watch it, Petey. He was not super confident, Ryan Reeves. He was not acting like he was like the king. He knew that he was in one against this kid. This kid is dangerous. He's got an extremely, extremely long reach. He punches, you know, obviously pretty damn hard, and he's a dangerous kid. And I think Ryan Reeves knew that he had to be at his best in this. But at the end of the day, Rempe wanted this more than anything. He's trying to make a name for himself. You can go down and play in the minors and make $70,000, or you can play in the NHL and do the exact same thing, because Rempe was fighting a ton in the minors. Or you could go to the NHL, do the exact same thing, and make $750,000. What would you want to do? Matt Rempe was brought up 7 games ago, and he's had how many fights? Four? Four fights in 7 games. He's got a goal. He's got 2 points. He's +2. And he's had some major hits. Obviously, Toronto, Rempe took a pretty good charge at Lyubushkin and made a very, very stiff check. Could say that he left his feet, whatever you want to say. I'm not going to get into that. All I'm saying is that he's made some big, big, big checks that have hurt some people. One being Lyubushkin in Toronto, and the other being, I think, Bastion or Basin from New Jersey Devils. He is a big, big man. And I know the Rangers are pretty damn happy to have him. And it's going to be interesting to watch what happens if there are more teams that follow suit, maybe adding some more toughness to their lineup because a player like Rempe is back in the league.
I can't imagine either of these guys slept that day. I cannot imagine either one of them just ate their pregame meal and went and laid down like it was nothing.
If these guys, I think it depends who you are.
I don't think so. Not no way.
Tony Twist back in the day gave a shit. I don't think there's certain guys that just love, this is part of their lives when they grew up, and now they're just fighting on skates and they're making shit tons of money doing it. But there's a lot of these guys back when you were fighting. A lot of these guys have been fighting their whole lives. And now they're getting paid to do it. And they have a smile on their face doing it.
I think a lot of people would have said the same thing about George LaRocque. Come to find out all these years later, George LaRocque didn't sleep. Wasn't comfortable. He was nervous. He would pace. He would think about it. I mean,
But George Locke didn't like fighting. He fought because it was his job. He was one.
I don't think Rempe fights like he loves it. I think he fights like he loves being in the NHL. But I don't know that he fights like he loves to do it.
Well, let's stop right there. He fought Nick DeLaurier and Ryan Reeves, literally the 1 and 2 toughest guys in the National Hockey League, and didn't have a problem doing it.
And you're that big. Listen, man, like it's.
Did you see some of the guys he's fighting in the minors?
Yeah, I've seen some of his fights. Yes, I have.
The guys in the minors, some of those tough guys in the minors are probably tougher than the guys in the NHL. It's interesting that you brought up George LaRocque, because I was reading something that George LaRocque wrote this morning about Matt Rempe.
He said
once this kid understands how to use his reach, he's going to be the most dangerous guy by far in the NHL, because he's so long. He's got a Zdeněk Chara reach, but he's
Derek Boogaard, man.
That's exactly what he is.
Yeah, he's. And I agree with George too. And I mean, this kid could be very, very dangerous.
He's 240 at 21 years old. Well, how big do you think he's going to be at 25? He'll be 255 minimum. When I was 21 years old, and if to he's, what I was at
but
25,
even if he's 245 pounds and just a different kind of strength, like you don't have to put on all that weight. Like, I don't think Zdeněk Chara was 260, 270. He was like 255, I think. He was 6'9". Like, I didn't need to be 245. You know what I mean? I didn't need to be 235. I mean, I was strong enough at 225, really. So that's a scary stage, though, man. Center ice at, you know, I almost said Maple Leaf Gardens, but center ice at the ACC MasterCard, Hockey Night in Canada.
All I can say is I watched that game just for that fight. I sat down, the hype, and I'm going to tell you, I watched an awesome game. I watched two unbelievably talented teams with stars all over the ice. And at the end of it, I had to wait till the end of the third period. But they gave me what I wanted and what I was watching for. And I just have so much praise for those two guys. They're entertainers, and it's a tough job. But let me tell you something. There's a lot of people that love watching that.
Well, as someone that used to do it, it's too bad that it comes to that for people to get great entertainment out of it. Can't be easy on the parents. Imagine being mom and dad watching that. Your two boys having to do that. That's it for Side Notes, presented by Seneca Buffalo Creek Casino. Nothing else comes close.